And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is the Thursday Roundtable. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sanford Cohen.
Hey everybody, it is Talk of the Town here on KQ&A. I'm Sanford Cohen. We're doing things a little differently today, but hey, we've got a couple of really great guests for our roundtable. So in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking with Prescott City Councilman Steve Sishka, who recently won a runoff election and is going to be seated on the council for his second term. And so after that, we'll take a break for the news. And then Senator Martha McSally will be joining us. I grabbed a chance to talk with her for just a few minutes. And so we're going to be doing that in the second half of the show today. So stay tuned. Lots going on here on Talk of the Town. KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and we're streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, seven nights a week for dinner, having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And
we're
trading
places right now. This is Chuck Robinson. Sanford will be calling back
A member of the Prescott City Council and just got
Landslide.
I'm doing great, Chuck. No, it's really nice to have the campaign over with. Yesterday, or Tuesday, actually, we had the swearing in, and not the swearing at.
Yeah,
and my wife Kathy swore me in, and
that was nice,
it was great. You know, the first time I was elected, John Olson swore me in.
Well, keep it in the family.
God,
huh?
Kept it in the family.
That's
great. Miss John, in case you folks don't know who John Olson is, in case you're new, John was a 16-year county supervisor. He's my father-in-law. He was a rancher out in Big Chino.
Navy veteran.
Navy veteran. He was one of the ones, besides Elizabeth Ruffner, he was one of the main ones to save the Elks Theater.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
I know,
sir.
Elizabeth was involved. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, and of course, what a jewel that is now. So,
oh, man, you're not kidding.
I wonder what we'd do without it.
He was so funny, though, because he'd always come home and he'd go, well, Elizabeth got what she wanted again.
to type that up, paste it into. I knew John pretty well too.
And, oh, you did, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember we flew down to Phoenix one time. We had a meeting, fair association meeting with the racing commission back when we had the racetrack in Prescott. And so we flew down in his private plane and did all that. The next week I saw him. He was having cataract surgery. I said, John, you're flying me into Phoenix with one eye.
You know, I got to tell you, he probably could have flown that airplane with eyes closed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No eyes.
Yeah.
You know, it was incredible. He was a true aviator. He wasn't just a pilot. I was just a pilot. He is truly an aviator. You know, he could just feel the conditions and feel the landings. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
He just knew how to do it.
Well, he was a real asset, a real friend, and a good man.
Absolutely.
A good man.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you, speaking of good things, I saw your picture in the paper doing some type of holiday tree.
As a matter of fact.
Tell me about that.
We, along with the mayor of Chino Valley and the vice mayor the Viceroy of Prescott Valley, Laura Lee Nye. Let me see, my wife Kathy, Mrs. Claus. I was dressed up in a Santa hat. You know, I mean, you got to have a Santa hat if you're a city council person for Arizona's Christmas City.
Absolutely.
And so my Mrs. Claus came along and helped me judge these trees. There's over 40 trees at the Gateway Mall that we judged yesterday for a nonprofit called Kind Defined. And Kind Defined, one of their big missions is to stop bullying and to get people to be more genteel, so to speak, to each other. Which kind of, you know, it kind of reminded me of the campaign because, you know, Jim Lamerson and I were friends, are friends, and we've known each other for a long time. So campaigning against each other was kind of interesting, but we didn't practice the politics of personal destruction, which is what Kind Defined is all about.
Yeah, you can disagree without being disagreeable.
That's right. So if any of you guys want, if any of you folks out there in Radio Land want to go to the Gateway Mall, and what was the name of the bookstore that was the Gateway Mall, the big bookstore?
Not Borders.
Anyway, it's where they were, the trees are gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous, and they're for sale, and you can actually bid on them.
Yeah, that was, I thought, was interesting.
Yes,
these
very
are
interesting.
Like an auction item.
Yeah. And, you know, a representative from Haley, representative from Senator Sinema's office was there, and she helped judge. And a representative from YRMC was there, and she helped judge. And we just had the best time judging. It was incredible. Beautiful, gorgeous trees.
And they're there for the public to look at and bid on.
And bid on, yeah.
And I think one of the things that you had mentioned was it was a nice opportunity for cooperation among all the communities around here.
Yes, as a matter of fact, you know, that was one of the few times that I haven't seen the three communities squabble. We actually agreed.
Well, that's it. Who knows? You might have said a prayer. No, that happens from time to time, but you know, I mean, everybody's got to take care of their own business.
You're right.
One of the things that I need to, I don't know if Sanford's going to get back here real quick or not. Let me ask you a quick question before we go to Sanford. Now we have some weather, I think back to you guys developing a water policy that looks pretty interesting and is going to change the financial future of Prescott.
You know, that water policy is just what we needed for Prescott. You know, people say, well, you needed it for growth. No, we need it to save the aquifer. We needed it to know exactly what we were using and how we wanted to use water in the future. That was the entire reason for that new water policy. You know, what is interesting to me is that in government you can only please half the people half the time. And, you know, I think that also in government I've found out that fear is an incredible, and fear and change, or fear of change, is an incredible driver for a lot of people. They want things to remain the same. The old water policy was ineffective. People think, well, the old water policy where we allocated water was going to slow down development. No, because somehow we found water even when we didn't have water. And so, you know, there's a lot of water that's on paper, and, you know, we need real water, and that's what the new water policy is all about. It's about real water.
All right. Do we have Sanford back on the line yet?
Hey, Sanford, how are you?
I'm here. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not.
But yeah, we
hear
you.
We can.
Well, isn't that something? Hey, I just wanted to, first of all, say congratulations on, surviving the runoff election. And, boy, talk about going from the frying pan into the fire. I mean, you basically ran right into the water issue, and then there was a little dust up about the Hope Street project. You want to talk about those two things?
Sure. I've just been talking to Chuck about the water situation, And, you know, the water policy is really interesting because this is, this, the new water policy is a modern policy that most, more clearly defines how much real water we have. One of the problems that we ran into with the old policy was that a lot of it was paper water. And you can find paper water a lot easier than you can find real water. And so what we were doing was we're making sure that we're not just out there finding paper water. We're actually finding real water to, let's say, give to our citizens and give to some growth.
And then as far as the Hope Street project is concerned, what's the deal on that?
Well, you know, Hope Street's a really interesting situation. Have you been down there, Sanford?
I have.
You know, Hope Street's a little rural enclave in on the south side of Prescott. It's right there next to the old Ponderosa Tire. And, you know, it kind of comes off a white spar and kind of horseshoes around. And for a long time, it was just dirt from white spar all the way over. I can't remember the street that it runs into, but, you know, and so it's real rural. There are no sidewalks, no gutters, no nothing over there. And the problem is that it would flood. And
a river runs through it.
Yeah, they would complain to the city about the flooding, but when the city actually came around to suggest a solution, they've never liked the solution. And so it's been going on since 2014. If you can believe that, 5 years. And finally, you know, rather than the city having to come in and grade that road multiple times in a year because it had been flooded out, the city finally got to a point where they just said, we're done with it. You know, we're going to do this the way we need to do it so that you're safe and your kids are safe and your houses are safe, because there was water that was running really close to running through houses. And so what we did was we said, okay, let's keep the rural nature of the neighborhood. Let's not put in sidewalks, but we're going to pave it, and we're also going to put in gutters and also ways to get rid of the water into the creek. And so they were objecting to how we were going to get rid of the water into the creek. And, you know, I'm not sure you could please. I think that if we held off until a mutual situation was found, it would be another 5 or 10 years before everybody agreed. So we decided, you know, it's time.
Well, you know, as you guys found out on the Alarcon project, that you know, engineering is not always. You may start out going in one direction and find out that in order to accomplish your objective, you really have to do something you maybe hadn't counted on.
Well, you know, Sanford, we are built on a hill, and the problem is that what we were trying to do was trying to engineer that project like we were living in Seattle. And, you know, and so, you know, water really picks upstream as it goes downhill, and that's the reason for the big, huge, what do you call them?
Runoff.
Yeah, well, you know, right there at the street, the gutters,
yep.
The walls of the gutters in some areas, by, like over by Murphy's, are huge. And they've ruined a lot of bumpers.
Yes. Yes.
But, you know, the truth of the matter is that we're not Seattle. We are Prescott. A lot of the runoff that we have to get rid of runs above the street. And so we've just got to make sure that, like the Alarcon Project, we get it right, not after, you know, businesses have been flooded and homes have been flooded, but we get it right the first time.
Well, we are talking with Prescott City Councilman Steve Sishka. We're going to take a quick break and be right back with more here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, And we're streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Martha McSally coming up. Steve Sishka up next.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town live on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. And joining us live in studio is Prescott City Councilman Steve Sishka. Chuck Roberts here as well. So, Steve, over the years, I think we've had a number of different setups with regard to the way the city council votes. I know there's been a number of years where people gauged the level of cooperation and maybe even the level of progress in the city based on the fact that a city council would routinely vote 7-0 to get stuff done. I wanted to get your take as far as the new council is concerned. I don't know that 7-0 is necessarily in the offing, but nonetheless, you can have differences of opinion and work them out and have split council votes and still be counted on to make decisions that are in the best interest of the community as a whole, I would expect.
Well, you know, my expectations of government, Sanford, are that, yeah, we should disagree. We should disagree and explore options to solutions to what the problems that we have and to the opportunities that we have. What I expect from my other council people is to coalesce around a good idea and around a good argument and give up, you know, all of your, let's say, leanings one way or the other and say, okay, I know that, you know, I don't totally agree, but for the most part, I agree with the argument. And, okay, I'll go that way for the benefit of Prescott. The last thing people want is for a split Prescott council. You know, they don't want government to swing too far one way or the other way. They want government that's not necessarily agreeing, but agree to disagree.
I think it's almost a natural product of the so-called disagreement, that when you have people whose opinions dovetail and that you end up with something that's not too far one way or too far the other, that a centrist kind of policy does tend to bring about what I would consider to be the inherently more fair result. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would totally agree with that. You know, I think that we need to get rid of ideology in this situation. Prescott City Council is nonpartisan. We don't have districts. We need to do what's best for the people. With, you know, we're hired, we're elected to use our brains to do what's best for the folks. My biggest situation, Sanford, is that, you know, everybody says, well, okay, the people have spoken, the people want this, and my question is, who are the people? Because 50% of the people, 50% of the registered voters in the last two elections didn't even bother to vote. And so, you know, in that case, I sit back and go, well, no, you don't necessarily have a mandate of the people. You have a mandate of the people who decided to get off their rear ends and vote, but that's about it. And so, I think that we need to speak for the people, and that's exactly what we're doing. Whoever they are.
Yes. Let's talk about the Dells. And
yeah.
Where do you see the issues regarding the Dells that have been brought up with the Save the Dells group, and then, of course, there's other people. I mean, I really can't say that there's anyone that I've ever spoken to that has said, nah, I want to build the crap out of the Dells. I want to see the Dells disappear. And it's like, you know, we all may disagree on exactly how this takes place, but I just want you to kind of give me your best rendition of what you think will take place with regard to the future of the Granite Dells.
Well, you know, we've been working on this for a year and a half. And, you know the old cartoon, the Peanuts cartoon of, you know, Lucy holding the football and saying to Charlie Brown, come on, come on, I won't pull it this time. Well, every time we think we have a solution to this situation, and a majority of the folks who are our stakeholders agree, then all of a sudden, Lucy pulls the football. Charlie Brown goes flying and lands on his back. And that's what's happened to us as a city. Every doggone time we think we have a solution. You know, the solution for me is well, let me say what I won't agree with, and that's the 250 acres that he has proposed and taken to planning and zoning. And I don't agree with that. I think that there are a lot more areas in the Dells that we need to preserve, but the truth of the matter is that he's got property rights, and we have rights to the assets of the city that we're going to give him. Annexing into the city of Prescott is a heck of an advantage. And the water that he wants from the city of Prescott is a heck of an advantage. I mean, if he has to go out there in the county and drill wells and put in septics, I got to tell you, he's going to really limit his market. And mm-hmm. Prescott Valley's an option, but they don't really abut up to the Dells. They'd have to buy some property in order for them to abut up to the Dells. So, you know, it's a situation of what is our water worth, what is his land worth, and coming to a solution, because ultimately it's going to be a water for land. That's what it's going to end up.
Now, as far as the issue that you guys tabled in front of the November 12th meeting regarding the sale of water outside the city limits, was that in any way tied to this, or is that
it wasn't tied to it, Sandy, but the truth of the matter is that's the only way we're going to get that job done is water for land. And the best way to do it is to, you know, he wants some of his sections out in the county watered. What we don't want to do as a city is extend ourselves all the way out there. So those areas we wouldn't annex. Those areas we wouldn't have to provide fire and police and infrastructure. Now, he would pay for the infrastructure, but we would have to take care of it once it was in. And so, you know, there's a lot of advantages. You know, you look at water outside the city limits, they would pay 1.3 times what a citizen of, you know, in the boundaries of Prescott would pay. They would have to abide by all of our water policies. They would have to put in sewer where the water would come back, and we would recharge it back into the aquifer as permanent recharge. And in a lot of advantages for the city of Prescott. And you know what I've found out, though, Sanford, every time I think that something's a slam dunk, people come out of the woodwork objecting to it. And so, you know, again, I say to the folks out there, it's going to be water for land. That's what it's going to be.
Well, we've only got a couple minutes left, and I heard you and Chuck talking about your father-in-law, John Olson, and about his aviation days. So I wanted to ask about the airport. Are we going to get a new terminal in 2020?
Absolutely. You know, it was interesting. I was one of the judges on the Festival of Trees at Gateway Mall yesterday for Kind Defined, and one of the people who was there also judging was Haley, and I can't remember her last name, from Senator Sinema's office. Senator Sinema was a major driver in getting Secretary Chao off the dime to let loose of the $10 million in supplemental funds for the Prescott Terminal, the new, brand new 18,000 square foot Prescott Terminal, which is going to be too small by the time it's built.
Well, but nonetheless, it still will be a welcome sight for folks coming in and out of the Prescott Airport, as opposed to what we've been living with for, you know, long, long time. Although that old building really is kind of neat.
Well, you know, the FAA is making us preserve the old building. By the way, we're going to have to get rid of all the TSA stuff and all the additions to it. And I think it's like 44,000 some odd square feet. But the restaurant's going to stay there. There's only going to be a snack bar over in the new terminal. Restaurant's going to stay there, and the rest of the building, I believe, is going to be a Prescott Flight Museum.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to preserve the past and look to the future. And by the way, we are going to get close to 11,000 square feet for a runway.
Which means what?
Which means we're not going to be kicking people off of flights during the summer. I mean, you're a pilot. When it's hot and high, you get density altitude that, engine performance is not nearly what it should be.
Yep.
And so, you just think about that and the people that not kicked off, but asked nicely to get off of planes this last summer. And I think it ended up to be almost 600 passengers were lost because of that situation.
Well, we're looking forward to that. And of course, really do appreciate you spending the time with us here on Talk of the Town, and good luck in this is a 3-year term or is it a 4-year?
That's a 4-year term. And then again, like I said to you last time we interviewed, I'm done after that. It's someone else's turn to participate and contribute to Prescott.
Well, thank you in advance for your service to come.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
All right, Steve Sishka, Prescott City Council. We're going to take a break from the news. And when we come back, Senator Martha McSally will be joining us. I spoke to her earlier today, and we'll have that conversation for you right after we take a break for the news on KQ&A AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be back after the news.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Ordinary bar soaps may do a good job of cleansing. Easy. Done and done. But with Dove, you get a whole lot more. Because every bar is made with 1/4 moisturizing cream. So you get a gentle clean that leaves skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. Upgrade to Dove, the bar that gives you more. It cleanses and cares. Plus, it's #1 recommended by dermatologists. Now that is money well spent. Dove. Get more from your beauty bar.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Thursday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. A 21-year-old employee at the Culver's in Prescott Valley has been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Culver's is staging an all-day fundraiser. They'll be donating 20% of all sales today to Dakota and his family. Culver's is located at North Stone Ridge Drive at 69 in Prescott Valley. The Prescott Valley Town Council meets at 5:30 tonight.
The Central Yavapai Metropolitan Planning Organization has conducted a transportation study for 89A, including an additional lane along Viewpoint Drive North and a third lane widening on Coyote Springs Road and a free-flow right lane on Glassford Hill Road. CLM Earth Movers provided the low bid of nearly $953,000. With approval at tonight's Prescott Valley Town Council meeting in the Library Auditorium on Skook Boulevard, Deva and Associates would provide construction administrative services, which total over $103,000. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
Evening showers and overnight snow flurries ending while you sleep tonight, chilling to about 34 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Clearing tomorrow for a sunny weekend with highs around 43 Friday, 52 Saturday, 57 Sunday, but much cooler again by Tuesday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, storms ending with overnights chilling to near 39, warming to near 49 tomorrow, a sunny 60 Saturday, 66 Sunday, before Tuesday's big cool down.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long with Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles and their highly trained service techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles, G-O-E-T-T-L-S. Visit GettlesHDM.com, now offering plumbing repair and service.
Is that crack or chip blocking your view? AAA can help. Call the company you already trust for everything automotive. AAA Auto Glass Service is now available in the greater Prescott area. Their mobile auto glass technicians come to you to repair or replace your windshield and can help file your claim paperwork too. It's that easy. AAA Auto Glass makes things so much clearer. Schedule your service today. Call AAA Auto Glass at 855-AAA-GLASS.
T'was the month of December, a December to remember. At Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel, something big is coming. So magical and bright, making every family cheer with delight. Oh, to see the faces filled with glee as they skate on our ice rink or sit on Santa's knee. So bring the entire family. It's going to be so much fun. An amazing experience, second to none. See you this December, a December to remember at Cliff Castle Casino and Hotel.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And hey, again, everybody, it is Talk of the Town live on KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and we are streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. I had a chance to speak with United States Senator Martha McSally a little bit earlier, and we're going to take a quick break and then come back with that interview in its entirety. So stay tuned for that. It's coming up next right here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, AM 1130, 99.9 in Prescott, 95.5 Prescott Valley Cottonwood, and we're streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Martha McSally up next after the break.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Tradition is a big part of the holiday season, and here at Prescott Brewing Company, we take pride in our traditions, like the brewing of our Christmas City Ale, an international award-winning beer brewed with all of those wonderful holiday spices. Be sure and stop in soon so you don't miss out. Each year, our brewers brew more of it, and each year, you folks out there drink more of it. Stop by Prescott Brewing Company, still locally owned by original founders, a tradition in the heart of downtown Prescott since 1994.
Cheers to 25 years! Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. This is one of my favorite ads, so I'm bringing it back. Years ago, I noticed a poster in the break room of our Prescott store. It was titled, An Old Cowboy's Advice, and I just had to revisit it. Its advice is timeless, like life is simpler when you plow around the stump. And a bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Then there's, don't corner something that you know is meaner than you. And last but not least, most of the stuff people worry about ain't never going to happen anyway. Good common sense, just like Olson's. Our mission is the healthy feeding of your livestock and pets from a common sense perspective. We think local, we speak local, and we care local, and we only carry the best feed, hay, and pet food. You'll find us in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and on the web at olsonsgrain.com. By the way, in case you're wondering what Olson's common sense saying is, why, good enough just isn't, of course.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sanford Cohen.
And joining me now on Talk of the Town is Senator Martha McSally, and lots of stuff going on. Senator McSally, thanks a lot for taking a few minutes to spend some time with us here on KQ&A.
Absolutely, Sanford. It's always good to talk to Arizonans. Calling in from Washington, D.C. in the swamp. Monday, I took my 67th trip across the country to deploy here. And the most where I can stay connected to Arizonans is always a good thing.
So I noticed that you have really stepped into some rare territory by sponsoring some actual bipartisan legislation. How on earth do you pull that off with regard to the animal testing on cosmetics bill that you've just put in?
Well, yes, Sanford, thanks. Actually, a lot of our legislation is solving important problems. And look, we disagree on a lot of things, as you can imagine, on the different sides of the aisle. But I think it comes from my military background, where I always try to look for where the Venn diagram overlaps to, you know, fix, even if it's incremental issues. So this bill we introduced yesterday, the Humane Cosmetics Act, is something actually I led on in the House. Look, we all love a nice face cream and, you know, having some nice cosmetics, but the bottom line is they don't need to be tested on animals anymore, and several companies have just continued to do that unnecessarily, which is extremely cruel to animals when there's other testing methodologies that actually give them better results. And it's been banned in 40 countries. And look, I'm generally a, you know, low and limited regulation kind of person, right? That's my conservative philosophy. But this is a case where it's just unnecessary, and you just have companies that are continuing on the status quo, and it's just harmful, you know, and cruel to these animals. And so we've worked really hard with industry as well to get them to a place where they realize that this needs to happen. And so our bill was introduced yesterday with strong bipartisan support.
That's terrific. I know another thing that's near and dear to you is the health care of our veterans. I know you had a chance to speak with the VA secretary here recently, and you've been very adamant and active about the VA in Phoenix in particular, but in Arizona, you know, getting a new director and being able to turn around the problems that they've been having down there.
Yes, and also I get my care at the VA, so I'm like a secret shopper there. I see what some of the, you know, challenges are, even with the VA Mission Act, which is supposed to provide more flexibility of getting care in the community. I visited the Prescott VA medical facility there as well in the past. We just found out on Monday that the medical center director is announcing she's going to retire at the end of the year. So we will add to our list that we need quickly to fill that leadership position. We've heard from a lot of veterans around, you know, rural Arizona, northern Arizona, that there's still some real challenges with access to providers, even in the community, with some of the specialties that are just not available, and being able to compete for doctors and providers with competitive pay toward the women's clinic. There's much more that needs to be done in areas, especially like mental health and preventing veteran suicide, addiction issues that we need to be working together on, both within the, you know, federal government, portion with the VA, but then also across society. There's a lot of great things happening in with nonprofits that are doing non-traditional things that are supporting our veterans dealing with some of these issues. So we need to encourage and incentivize those and partner more with them as well.
We're talking with Senator Martha McSally on the run, but I wanted to ask you, how hard is it to keep up with the sheer volume of communications that must come in through your office? Because nowadays, it just seems like with social media and everything, it's like all 350 million Americans and people all over the world now feel like they should have access to the senator from Arizona. And I know it must be somewhat daunting to have to face this on a daily basis.
Well, it's not as daunting as flying an A-10 in combat. So, look, I value input from my constituents. I want to stay grounded in what matters to my constituents. We do get, you know, thousands of phone calls and emails each week. We reply to all of them. It, you know, it may not be as instantaneous as people want, but it does take resources and manpower for us to make sure we're being thoughtful on the questions that we're asked and make sure that we, you know, provide an answer back on whatever the issue was. And we also are out around the state visiting with people firsthand. You know, we're touring different places, visiting businesses and nonprofits and schools and other places, so that I can stay grounded in what's on my constituents' mind. What are their top priorities? What matters to them? So when I deploy back to D.C., I can focus on their highest priorities. And so it's an honor to be able to hear from my constituents and be able to engage, so it keeps me grounded in reality, because what happens inside the Beltway is not normal. And what what Arizonans are dealing with is often very different than what you hear being talked about here.
Well, I know one thing very important to people in Arizona, and that's water. And you have taken some pretty important steps to try and assure the state of Arizona that there will, in fact, be adequate and appropriate water supply in the years to come. Talk about that.
Sure. Thank you. So I'm on the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, and I chair the Water and Power Subcommittee. Look, Arizona, water is life for us, and it's our future. We're a growing state, but we have to make sure that we secure our water supply. And look, sometimes it's from the Colorado River, it's from groundwater, there's other water infrastructure issues. But one of my first major acts of Congress to be passed into law is the drought contingency plan for the Colorado River. We worked hard to get that across the finish line in 6 days from the day we introduced it. A lot of hard work was done among the stakeholders in the state. Governor Ducey led that effort, bringing the community together for their part internally, but we had to get 7 states and Mexico rely on this water, 40 million people. So we passed that legislation, and that's going to provide a better water future for the Colorado River. But there's other legislation we're working on as well related to water infrastructure. We've had hearings on, for example, water innovation and technology, and we had a witness from Israel come testify because they're doing some pretty amazing things in Israel for their water security, and we can certainly learn from that. So this is something that is really important to Arizonans, regardless of, you know, whether they're Republican, Independent, or Democrat, and we've got to learn from others and make sure that we continue to secure our water future.
Well, I know that people are, would be after me wanting to know, well, how come you didn't ask Senator McSally anything about the whole impeachment fiasco in the House? But the fact is, I believe this is true, that if there is an impeachment trial in the Senate, you basically are going to be sitting as a juror, and you're really not at liberty to talk about this.
Yes, that's exactly it. I will be a juror. Look, I signed on Lindsey Graham's resolution, just focusing on how unfair this House process and the concerns of how unfair this House process has been. A basic due process not available, similar to what President Clinton had, is the least that that they could do. And there's a lot of things we're working on over here, and so we're not sitting there watching, watching C-SPAN all day long. There's a lot of important efforts happening in the Senate to include passing a incredible number of judges that we've confirmed. But when it comes over to the Senate, then we, in fact, will be jurors. And, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court will be presiding over that process. And so, we will see if they even get a vote out of the House and address it when it comes here. But certainly I've spoken out about how unfair we feel this process has been so far, and how we're focusing on the priorities that matter to the people that I represent.
Well, I know you're planning on being here in Prescott toward the end of the week, and I wanted to make sure and get a hold of you before you had a chance to come
One
by
minute.
And say hello to everybody. And again, I wanted to, first of all, say I don't envy the huge responsibility that you folks have right now down in Washington.
Well, it's an honor to serve here. It's extremely frustrating at times, as you can imagine, but I served in the military for 26 years. The reason that I stepped up to serve in the first place and run for the House initially is a continuation of my service. It's part of our culture as veterans where we don't walk by a problem. We don't complain about something without being willing to do something about it. The oath of office I took is the same oath I took as a military officer. So I'm glad to be here representing Arizona at a very critical time to provide more opportunities for the people that I represent, make sure we live safe and secure, and we preserve our freedoms. And that's what my oath's about, and I'm honored to be able to continue to serve.
That's Senator Martha McSally joining us here on Talk of the Town. Got to admit, there is a real value in having a chairperson that is in charge of the, you know, the water issues there at in the Congress, in the Senate, and having someone in that position is a very huge place for an Arizona senator to be. So, I mean, that's one thing you definitely would want to be looking at in terms of what's important to our state and to the country. Chuck Roberts in the studio with me as we get ready for the great one, Mark Levin. He'll take over at 5 o'clock, and then we've got Coyotes hockey coming your way a little bit later on tonight at 7 o'clock as the Phoenix Coyotes, the Arizona Coyotes, take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Coyotes having an outstanding season so far, and I know folks are really enjoying hearing the hockey broadcast live on KQ&A, and tomorrow on Let's Talk Sports, we'll have Mike and Doc and yours truly, and we'll definitely be talking about them as well as the Northern Arizona Suns getting their first win. They've got a big game on Saturday, Chuck. They're doing a special breast cancer night where everybody gets to dress in pink.
I think that's a great idea and a worthy cause for sure.
Now, the important thing, though, I think that, you know, the reminder to people that have those kinds of situations crop up is how important it is that we have the medical facilities necessary to be able to address that kind of stuff. And that is, you know, breast cancer is something in particular that Yavapai Regional Medical Center has made some great strides
absolutely,
in.
Absolutely. In fact, they have free counseling and service anytime. And I might...
Yeah, in fact, YRMC has a full-service breast center. So that is, you know, for people that are, you know, wondering just what exactly is... you know, happening in the community that addresses this issue. It's, you know, it's great for the community to come together on Saturday at the Finley Toyota Center and do a pink out, I guess is what they call it, for the Suns. But nonetheless, for anyone that's ever been involved with the issue with regarding breast cancer, it's definitely something that is very personal.
Yeah, it's a very worthy cause, and quite frankly, it's one of those things you catch it early and it's curable.
All right. Well, again, we want to say thank you to City Councilman Steve Sishka for coming in and joining us live in studio. And also a big thank you to our U.S. Senator Martha McSally for stopping by on her way out of Washington, D.C. She's going to be in the Prescott area here on Friday, so folks will get a chance to see her out and about tomorrow. But Mark Levin coming your way next here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A and Arizona Coyotes hockey, as we mentioned, against the Toronto Maple Leafs. That game will start precisely at 7 o'clock tonight. Well, a big thank you to Bill Monroe and Chuck Roberts for holding down the fort. We tried to do something here we've never done before, doing some hosting here by phone, and it worked out okay. So thanks again, everybody, for listening, And we'll see you tomorrow at 4, and have a great Thursday, everybody.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliffcastle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.